I believe that music can talk.
I believe that there are second chances in life.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Ah, love. When it works out, the sun shines on our soul, our hearts spill over, and life is good. But then there are those times in our lives when love seems out of reach, or even worse, the source of unspeakable pain. This week's Encore essayist, Shanna Wells, tells us that love, in all of its stunningly complicated forms, is absolutely essential in our lives.
I believe in being a fool for love. The first time I fell in love, I was in sixth grade. His name? Robbie Lithgow. I was so smitten, I wore bright pink hot pants to school in the dead of a New England winter just to catch his eye. Once, at a party, we played Spin the Bottle. When it was my turn, I prayed with all the passion of my 13-year-old heart, please, please, please let the bottle point to Robbie Lithgow. And it did. As I crawled across the circle toward him, I swore to myself that this was going to be a kiss that burned in his memory for all time, a kiss that instantly transformed his feelings for me forever. We closed our eyes, puckered up, and made contact. There was dead silence in the room. Then Robbie pulled back and said, "Ew, she got my nose." In retrospect, I see that when I prayed for a kiss that would instantly transform his feelings for me forever, I wasn't specific enough about the kind of feelings I hoped to engender. Recently, I was working an event when I met this very attractive man. He introduced himself. He asked my name. I told him. As he asked where I work, he shook my hand. Instantly, a jolt of electricity shot through my body and my mind went as blank as a clean sheet of paper. For the life of me, I could not remember where I work. And I was there, working. I'm so patently uncool when it comes to love. And at 47, I'm no better able to maintain my composure than I was at 13. 34 years made absolutely no difference. But you know, I'm okay with that. I could be jaded. I could let all my failed relationships and heartbreaks close me off, make me scared. I could be rigid, play games, try to manipulate and control, anything to keep me from looking foolish. But where's the fun in that? Love is inherently risky. Love pushes me outside of my comfort zone. Love expands me. And love exposes me in all my endearing, quirky dweebiness. So I embrace my foolishness. Because with it comes humor, joy, and ultimately wisdom. And if, as Paul Valery says, love is being stupid together, then I'm definitely on the right track.
Shanna Wells, a North Providence resident, is a writer, singer, actress, and professional advocate. She spends her busy hours working, creating, enjoying the outdoors, and loving her two cats a lot. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.